Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew. Faisal's away this week. Andrew Masson, our third partner on the Popwitch Carmelli Advisory Group, joining us today. And Andrew, listen, we got to talk a little bit about the health bucket. We talk about this regularly, but I got to say, I think we've been remiss on one area. You know, we talk a lot about dementia and Alzheimer's and you know physical and so on and so forth, but we've really never kind of covered off this notion of dental care. Right. And it's an area that I have to tell you that we get there's lots of interest in. We've got lots of clients that, you know, are doing either cosmetic work or sort of reconstructive work. And it's an area I think that we need to spend a little bit of time on. We've got a terrific guest to help us do that. Dr. Tarun Mehra is an orthodontist at Totally Orthodontics. Tarun, thanks for joining us on the show.
It's a pleasure to join you folks. I'm glad to be online to talk to you about any questions you have about orthodontics and how we can apply to our generation.
Yeah, well, I think we have to start there. I mean, when you think of, you think of braces and stuff, we typically think of children, and that's, you know, certainly obviously a target audience there. But I have to tell you, I have more and more people that I talk to in sort of this 50-plus generation that maybe have crooked teeth and didn't have an opportunity when they were younger to deal with it. And some of that could be for cosmetic reasons. Some of it could be for real health reasons. I'd like to start the conversation, if you wouldn't mind sharing with me a little bit about your experience with an older clientele and any trends that you're seeing.
Well, it's interesting you say that because we're seeing, I'm seeing more and more of my adult patient practice growing in leaps and bounds. A lot of parents are coming back and saying, you know what, I did my kids, and now it's my turn.
Yeah.
Which is fun. And I enjoy it. Because the adult patients that are fabulous to deal with. They're very compliant. They see the value in what we're trying to do. And secondly, one of the things we notice is that, you know what, as time ages our dentition, we end up developing problems.
Right.
Bruxism, grinding, TMJ issues, dental attrition, which is the wearing of teeth. So, or even severe dental crowding, which causes periodontal problems. And so I go in there and give them kind of a comprehensive look, not just orthodontics, because I have a very different philosophy of approaching a patient. I just don't look at teeth. I look at the whole picture in terms of where they want to see themselves today and where they want to see themselves tomorrow. And that's how I approach a problem. It's not just let's straighten teeth out, but what are your goals? What do you want to do? We're living longer now. Like our life expectancy is into our 80s in Canada, and 30 years at 50 plus, how do you want to see yourself for the next 30 years? And that's how I approach a lot of patients.
Sounds a bit like financial planning, Dave.
It does, absolutely.
What are your goals? What is the direction? What's everything else? That's outstanding. And so you'd mentioned some things, you know, about some different issues that people have as they get older. Could you go in a little bit more detail about that? You know, is it just a cosmetic concern or is it much larger than that?
Well, I think it's much more larger than that. One is TMJ is a big concern, always, obviously, where patients can sometimes develop bruxism, which is the concept of grinding your teeth either in the daytime or at nighttime, although most of us do it at nighttime. Mm-hmm. We clench and grind during our sleep. It's nothing – we can't stop it. So as an orthodontist, we can help the dental alignment if it's the alignment that's causing the problem. Or we can prescribe some appliances to help prevent further dental damage. And patients can sometimes grind their teeth so severely that their teeth are worn down into black cusps. And those are things that we want to try to avoid as we move along. So I prescribe to the philosophy an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. Why let your dentition deteriorate to the point where you now need comprehensive reconstructive work to rebuild it back up again, where we can be preventative as we move along and be preventative instead of reactive? That's one issue. And then the other issue is this: as we get older, many of us, particularly more men, we develop some airway breathing problems. We tend to have some sleep apnea issues and snoring. So there's orthodontic appliances we can apply, or I can do some assessments to figure out and assess how the airway are working and functioning in terms of dental complications that may arise. Secondly, there are also situations where the extreme grinding may result in a patient needing more comprehensive reconstructive work with their teeth. So it's usually a combined approach where we do some basic dental alignment, followed by a more comprehensive reconstructive approach to some of the teeth that I've broken down over time.
Do you, Tarun, I'm curious to know if the patients you're seeing 50 plus, is there a trend that you can pick up on? Is it medical issues that they're trying to address? Is it cosmetic, or are they basically, you know, it's just a combination of both in most cases?
You know, it's both, because when you're dealing with a teenager, and I'm not saying that they're all this way, but many of them are coming because they've been referred or they know there's a dental problem. I enjoy treating adults specifically because they see the problems themselves and they're addressing it, both from the medical point of view as well as the aesthetics and the cosmetic point of view. So it's a multifactorial approach, which is really fun and exciting for me, because it gives me the opportunity to really engage with the patient and help them resolve the concerns that they may have.
And what to what extent, if it's medically, medically a problem, are orthodontic treatments covered by health care plans?
Well, it depends on the plan that you have. You know, many employers will only, or certain types of plans will only cover the basic health coverage. And orthodontics may not be applicable for patients who are over a certain age in the plan. So that's something that everyone has to look into in more detail. But I also tell a lot of our clients who are in this generation, they may be self-employed or they have a company in which they have health spending accounts. So I often ask them to talk to their HR or set up a private health plan or health spending account. There you can possibly cover the interesting stuff that you need to get done for your health. So those are some aspects that they can do. Now, from a tax perspective, any expenses paid out to dental or medical expenses that are above and beyond a certain percentage of your income is considered a tax-deductible expense to a certain degree, and I think you're probably preaching to that as well.
Yeah, for sure. That's good. What I'm just curious if, to people that are listening right now, and again, I'm more along the healthcare side versus the cosmetic at this point, but what are some symptoms that, you know, people should be aware of that, might be orthodontic related and can lead to something worse if it's not caught or treated early?
Okay, well, let's first talk about the medical concerns. One is, as we get older, many of us will develop snoring problems or airway problems. I'm not saying everyone will, but some do. And some of that can be attributed to a patient having a very, very small jaw, and that may not have been a concern when they're younger. But as we get older, our muscle tonicity changes, we may gain weight, and then we end up with obstructive sleep patterns. And there are some orthodontic procedures that can help correct that now. Sleep apnea is a big concern because it can lead to hypertension, diabetes. I'm not saying it's the root cause of it, but clearly there are some negative associated effects with chronic sleep problems, which is ubiquitous as being a parent as well as we get older. That's one issue. Now, from a dental perspective, some patients may have cross bites, which means one of the teeth locked in a malposition, and that causes excessive wear patterns of the tooth. Another concern is that when patients have a deep bite, which means in simple language, where the upper teeth overlap the bottom teeth too excessively, and that creates a terrible wear pattern and sometimes periodontal disease. Severe dental crowding problems, where the teeth are very crunched up and overlapping each other, makes it very, very difficult for a patient to actually maintain their hygiene or even keep their teeth clean. And interestingly enough, in 2017, an article came out where they did a survey where they checked patients or assessed patients who had orthodontic care versus those who didn't. And they found a reduction in periodontal disease in the population of patients that had orthodontic care, which suggests that orthodontics is not just cosmetic, it's meant for long-term health and viability of the periodontium or the gum tissue that support the teeth. The most other thing that are most important, of course, is your self-image, your self-esteem. Oh my God, that is probably the most powerful aspect of aligning your teeth and giving yourself a great smile. Because, well, you know, what do people notice when you walk in the room first? It's your smile.
Yeah, no, that's right. Absolutely. But it's interesting, and I thank you for sort of sharing some of those, you know, the big cases, the trends, the problems that you see. We often just think of our teeth as, you know, something you got to brush every night. But it's way more complicated than that from a lifestyle and a self-esteem perspective. And I think, you know, that is a big driver behind a lot of people we talk to is, I think just what Tarun said, it's my turn, right? I get to straighten my teeth.
Well, and I don't know, like I got my teeth straightened a long time ago when I was a kid, but you know, I'm sure there's opportunities where you have you have to go back and have a second look at that. And I don't know, just one other question, Dr. Mayer, was really, what kind of orthodontics would you use on somebody who's 50? Because, you know, a lot of people don't want to go into a room and have, you know, excuse the language, a little bit of the train track syndrome when they're 50.
Yeah. Fair enough. Very good. Very good. Now, there's lots of new technologies out there. For example, let's go back. There's the traditional train track with the metal braces. There's also now that we offer ceramic braces, which are brackets that are made out of porcelain or glass that are tooth-colored, which helps to mitigate some of the aesthetic concerns. Now, the biggest trend out there is treatment with clear aligners, and one of the companies that are out there that really promote this product a lot is Invisalign, which is kind of ubiquitous out there in terms of what they do. But now there's many other companies that are popping up that do the same type of technology.
Good question. We're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, Tarun. Thank you very much. We're just quickly running out of time.
You're welcome.
Been joined by Dr. Tarun Mehra, who's an orthodontist at Totally Orthodontic. So if you want to contact him, you can reach him at Totally Orthodontics. We've got a seminar coming up.
Absolutely. We'll be doing that on Tuesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. at the Co-op Crowfoot Wine, Spirits, Beer. Once again, that's November 20th. If you'd like to register for that, drop us a line or send us a note on morethanmoneyradio.com.
Yeah, in our line, 403-966-8400. Stick around after the break to hear about how to de-stress if you're worried about how your investments are doing. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.